that means, folks, the State of the Vibe report has entered our premises, and we can just...
Yep.
Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, I'm down here in, where are we? Columbia, South Carolina. Last night we were in Richmond, and we were at the, we were in Winston-Salem, and we were at the Crosby Clam Bake.
The Bing Crosby Clam Bake?
No, that's Bing Crosby.
The Bing Crosby Clam Bake.
Wow. Bingala.
Bingala.
Winston-Salem, that's a rock and roll town.
Yeah, there was a star-studded cast on there in the Holiday Inn. I was hanging out drinking some vodka lemonades with Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah?
He was there. He's not very good at golf, but he can knock back the vodka lemonade pretty good.
I'll bet,
yeah.
We
getting
were
there,
talking
huh?
about each other's hats and stuff.
What was he sporting?
Basically, you've just been out here making friends, you know what I mean? Special friends.
Special friends.
What's shaking on the hound show there today?
The response to last week's show was so unbelievably overwhelming. Gary Lucas called and said it was the most memorable experience of his life.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, we'd like to thank you for that display.
I enjoyed myself.
And the carpet scoop was about... This might have been the most memorable experience in my stomach's history. Yes.
Well, I have a couple short words of philosophy that a great man thought up one time.
Shoot.
And that is life at its best.
Say that again?
Life at its best is an extension of one's own amp.
Make my reverb.
Ted Nugent must have said that.
What?
Ted Nugent must have said that.
He wished he did.
Mm.
But
Russ the boss?
No, I said it. Ted Nugent, he did have a good quote. His last thing that he said, that he was hawking his album and saying that it was that his guitar tone was a great day for white America.
He talks a good game, but
yeah, it's true. He doesn't come up.
He really doesn't. I don't think he comes up with the true brutal sound that we know and love.
You know,
he's getting mellow.
He's just one of those just say no cats, you know.
Yeah.
Another one of them.
Yeah.
But basically, that's my vibe. We're in the South, and there's a lot of women, and the bare leg thing is happening, and high heels. They're doing that. They're walking around in the sand in high heels last night. That was something.
Cool.
Wow. Well, that's good for the calves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing about the health kicks, that people are kind of in shape, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys happen to see Oprah the other day?
No.
Or Sally Jesse Raphael?
No.
She had the bad guys on there. She had this guy who used to be, he was like the most famous pimp. For 13 years in a row, he had the largest stable, and he's like the most famous pimp.
What, my
and
dad?
His name was Don Juan, and now he changed his name and became a preacher, and he is...
Same business.
Pimping for the Lord, Roscoe. You know, pimping for the Lord.
Ain't working no way, taking money off women. Same thing.
No finance, no romance.
No taxes if you're a preacher.
Yeah. No taxes if you're a pimp.
But that's a vibe, dude.
Thank you very much, Roscoe.
Hey, well,
good luck rocking out there in the hinterlands.
Make friends. Make many friends.
Well, thank you very much, and have a nice show.
Okay, Scott.
10-4. Bye-bye.
State of the Vibe report, folks. You never know when it's going to come in or how we're going to get it on the air.